Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 2nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. We're recapping. First, to Washington, D.C., President Biden unveiling new taxes to help finance the Democrats' spending spree. The plan would raise corporate taxes from 21 to 28% and some income taxes to 39.6%. Between the COVID stimulus bill, Green New Deal, and infrastructure, the White House has called for $5 trillion in new spending since Inauguration Day, a record. And that is money the government does not have, so it has to get it from we the people and the corporations. Now, the administration claims the spending is to repair 20,000 miles of roads and 10,000 bridges across the country. It will also be used to, quote, repair racial inequities in underserved communities. Aha! Equity. I hope all that money does some good. The national debt is now greater than the entire gross domestic product of the USA. Now to the southern border. Situation there, an obvious humanitarian disaster to any honest observer. The Department of Homeland Security predicting the number of migrants illegally entering the USA will more than double this year under President Biden. In 2020, last year, about 400,000 people breached the southern border, according to the Border Patrol. That figure could hit 1 million by this coming December. The Biden administration currently holding 18,000 children in federal custody. Most are male teenagers. Federal authorities encounter upwards of 600 unaccompanied minors every day. Total border crossings are up 120% compared to the same period last year. A report from Forbes magazine says most people entering Texas from Mexico are processed and released into the USA within hours of encountering Border Patrol. Finally, the trial of Derek Chauvin officially underway in Minneapolis, a National Guard now patrolling that city. The former police officer charged with second-degree murder and other crimes for killing George Floyd. Witness testimony began this week, including paramedics who tried to revive Mr. Floyd on the scene. The trial is expected to last 4 weeks. Coming up, my message of the day, listeners, sound off. Right back with it.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me with a missive, M-I-S-S-I-V-E, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Okay, let's begin with Dan in Hingham, Massachusetts, suburb of Boston. Mr. O, what would you have asked President Biden at his press conference if you could only ask one question? Excellent question you are asking me, Dan. Here it is. Mr. Biden, the border situation is intense. Who is benefiting from your policies on the border? I would really like to hear that answer, because the truth is, no one in this country is benefiting. And the migrants are being brutalized by the cartels. Some are even drowning in the Rio Grande. Who's benefiting here? It's not the border states. It's not the kids who are now being put into massive shelters. It's not the rest of America when millions of migrants are sent all over the country. The local counties are going to have to support them. So who's benefiting, Mr. President, by this insane border policy you have implemented? That would be my question. Lydia, Bill, you keep saying that Biden doesn't know what he's saying. I think he has enough cognitive ability left to know what he's saying and to know it's provocative and exaggerated and frequently just plain wrong. I think we have a disagreement, Lydia. I think the president reads things not fully aware of what he's saying, and I'll give you an example. So you'll remember that Mr. Biden read that kids were starving on the southern border under President Trump. Well, there has not been one report of any child starving, but Mr. Biden said it. You think he believes it? Can he back it up? No. Joe in Macomb, Michigan, has the Republican Party been wounded by conspiracy theory acolytes? Yes, it has. The election chaos and charges of massive corruption that did not bear out hurt not only the Republican Party, but it hurt Donald Trump himself. If you are going to make an accusation, you have to be able to back it up, because Americans will give you a hearing. They will listen, particularly when 72 million plus voted for Donald Trump. And the president himself was saying the whole thing was rigged. People are going to listen. I listened. I bet you did. But then you have to produce the evidence of the rigging. And it can't just be affidavits. It can't be hearsay. It's got to be fraudulent voting machines. It's got to be people miscounting, destroying ballots, things like that. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. Again, if you'd like to reach me, bill@billoreilly.com. We hope you go to my website for honest, smart news analysis. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Spring officially here. For sports fans around the country, that means baseball is back. Opening day now underway, as teams hope to play a normal schedule with COVID on the decline. While the origins of baseball are a bit murky, many historians believe America's national pastime actually dates back to the 18th century. And it started in Britain because of two English games, rounders and cricket. By the time of the American Revolution, variations of the games were being played on schoolyards and college campuses across the colonies. In September 1845, a group of New York City businessmen founded the Knickerbocker Baseball Club. The team codified a new set of rules that would form the basis for modern-day baseball. Diamond-shaped infield, foul lines, home runs, like that. 176 years later, baseball is one of the most popular pastimes in North and South America. According to statistics, the greatest player to ever step on the baseball field is Babe Ruth. Ruth dominated his era like no one else. His 54 home runs in 1920 were more than the next three players combined. Babe Ruth was the first player to hit 30, 40, 50, and then 60 home runs in a season. He stole 123 bases in his career, 93 more than Joe DiMaggio, and Babe Ruth was chubby. The Babe is considered the greatest batter of all time. His .690 career slugging percentage is 82 points higher than the next guy. And here's something else you might not know. Baseball has had some pretty bizarre traditions. For example, the seventh inning stretch actually started as an accident. In 1910, while at a Washington Senators game, President Taft stood up to stretch his legs. The crowd thought he was leaving the game and got on their feet as a sign of respect. Well, today, every stadium in Major League Baseball honors the seventh inning stretch thanks to William Taft. I bet you didn't know that. And I bet some of you don't even know who William Taft was. The guy had an amazing career. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.